Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly, and now it's time for our weekly segment, Eco Money, where we focus on sustainability, business, and finance. And today we're going to talk about a study of 100 leading brands in Singapore, and it found that sustainability reporting is positively linked to their brand value. However, 1/5 of these brands don't engage in sustainability reporting. So why is that? Well, we're joined today by Sharmin Tan, and she's the co-author of the study. It's called Impact of Sustainability Reporting on Brand Value, an examination of 100 leading brands in Singapore. Sharmin is also a graduate from NUS from the Masters of Environmental Management. She's also a sustainability analyst at NUS. Sharmin, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Rachel. Thank you for having me.
So first, tell us, can you give us an example of the companies that you looked at and what you looked at when it came to the assessment?
Okay, our study was focused on 100 leading companies in Singapore by brand value. And we looked at companies across 10 industries. So there are companies like Singtel and StarHub in the telecommunications sector. There's also real estate businesses like CDL, CapitaLand, and Frasers. And also companies in the airline industry such as SIA, just to list a few. The assessment framework we use to score the company's sustainability performance is guided by the Global Reporting Initiative. This is a renowned framework, and it's recommended by stock exchanges worldwide. So our assessment framework comprises of two focal aspects. Mm-hmm. First, we looked at the drivers of sustainability. And this is what we call the foundation, which is determined by the key reporting principles and the governance structure of the organization. And the second focal aspect, we then look into the economic, environmental, and social efforts of the companies, what is commonly known as the triple bottom line of the business. Within our framework, it's a total of 27 criteria with more than 100 measurements. Just to give you a few examples, we examine issues including anti-corruption, human rights, emissions, and this. What we're trying to assess here is the quality of sustainability report to give us that new lens to evaluate the health of the business.
So tell us then, Sharmin, in the report, you talk about sustainability reporting and that it's positively linked to a company's brand value. But you know, that's quite a sweeping statement. Can you break this down for us when it comes to dollars and cents? What does this actually mean for a company's bottom line? Is there a way that we can quantify and weigh this positive impact on their brand?
To be honest, there are no existing metrics in the market to quantify the monetary impact of sustainability reporting on brand value. I wish there is, but it's because the very nature of brand value can be subjective, right? And it's a complex ascertain. But what we do know and have witnessed is that there are very tangible results from our local companies that have consistently produced high-quality sustainability reports. So pioneers like CDL and Singtel, right, you know, they are listed amongst the world's top 100 sustainable companies.
Can you give us some examples of those tangible results?
When we see companies actually anchoring their environmental and social responsibility at the core of their corporate values and brand strategies, there's not only consistent brand communication, but they are also winning through their community engagement, supply chain management, and product innovation. And when they do this, you know, we tend to see benefits of avid community support. They become trendsetters, mm-hmm, and they even have the power to influence their supply chain. And this sort of a virtuous, you know, cycle drives positive change and leads to a top-of-mind brand.
So that said, while greater disclosure leads to higher brand value, many brands inadequately report on the social and environmental aspects of their business. So why is that?
Okay, there are two observations noted here. Inevitably, first-time reporters are less comprehensive in their disclosures, predominantly because there is a lack of tracking and quantitative data to convincingly articulate their business case. In 2019, we noticed about 80% of the listed issuers are actually first-time reporters. This means that sustainability is a relatively new notion to most companies in Singapore. And very often, we see only one person responsible for writing the report. And because of this, you know, they often pick the low-hanging fruits and report topics like energy and water, where they have available data from their water and electricity bills, or they talk about philanthropic efforts or topics that are already compliance-driven, like occupational health and safety. But the issue here is, you know, sustainability reporting really must shift towards a shared responsibility across the organization. If we look at best practices, the most effective results is always seen when individual remuneration is pegged to the specific KPIs.
So can you give me some examples of, Sharmin, can you give me some examples of KPIs that companies need to implement to be successful?
What's interesting is that we've seen some companies go as far as setting sustainability KPIs for their board. It really depends on the type of industry you are in, but it could be targets, carbon reduction targets.
Right, individual carbon reduction targets for their board members.
As an overall strategy for the board to achieve.
Right.
Yeah, and another common mistake we often see across industries is that, you know, businesses simply just report on issues which they feel is material or critical without even consulting their stakeholders. So in other words, it's like just choosing what's convenient or favorable to report.
We're speaking with Sharmin Tan, and she's the co-author of the study, Impact of Sustainability Reporting on Brand Value, an examination of 100 leading brands in Singapore. She's also a sustainability analyst at NUS. So Sharmin, what should investors and shareholders be aware of? And what do they need to do to play their part on this sustainability reporting journey?
Okay, as an investor, I think you will want to know the key risks relating to the industry. For example, in agriculture, hot topics would be things like the traceability of the supply chain, workforce inclusiveness and diversity, or the environmental footprint. So oversight of such priority areas exposes your investment to potential risks. As a general guide, you can look at the Sustainability Accounting Standards Board Materiality Map. So that's SASB in short. It's publicly available online, and you will find a list of sustainability issues that are likely to affect the financial condition or operating performance of the business. These issues are also unique to each industry, and I would say these are topics for investors and shareholders to look out for in the annual reports and sustainability reports as they scrutinize the portfolio. I think increasingly we've also seen a lot of investors and fund managers starting to develop their own sustainability metrics for competitive advantage.
So tell me then, Sharmin, let's just put this all in perspective from what we've been talking about. Since the Singapore Exchange introduced their new comply or explain listing rule in 2017 for listed companies to produce an annual sustainability report, the number of reporting companies had increased from 186 in 2017 to 327 in 2018. And these figures are from when you launched the study. Where are we now and where do we need to be?
The good news is that year on year, there's been a steady increase in the number of companies producing their sustainability report. As of 2019, there are 495 listed companies. So that's close to about 80% of the listed companies here. So what was concerning from this study is that approximately one-fifth of the leading brands in Singapore failed to report their sustainability initiative. And this really exposes their business to risks which could have been foreseen. Sustainability is really changing the way we conduct business, and companies would have to adapt fast enough. So what I recommend, you know, for our listeners is that, you know, if you're just starting on this journey, the first thing to do is to identify your material issues by talking to your stakeholders. I really cannot stress the importance of this, because when you engage them and you get your key business players into the same table, you will start to see that, you know, many unforeseen costs can be minimized. So for example, you know, if you're a company with products that are heavily packaged, you're actually at a higher risk when petrol prices go up. But if you work with your stakeholders to redesign smarter and more efficient packaging design, you essentially reduce your risk from these externalities. And in this process, new business opportunities arise, and we make better informed decisions.
So what more needs to be done then, Sharmin? Are we talking about education? Are we talking about better regulations? What's the next step?
Definitely more education, more awareness. In terms of regulation, I think SGX has made the first move in 2017 to make it a mandate for all listed companies to report on their sustainability initiative. I would say what would really move the needle is if companies can set KPIs across the organization to address their material issues. You know, so establish your own task force and committees to drive this change. You know, that there must be shared ownership and a win-win for each stakeholder, you know, whether it's in the form of cost savings, revenues, higher employee satisfaction, or lower accident rates. Sustainability is all about building business resilience, right? So in today's climate, with all kinds of uncertainty, you know, we have a sudden COVID pandemic, or legislations can change overnight. You know, what you want is to have the ability to recover from a shock that could have been prevented or mitigated with sustainable practice.
Okay, well, Sherman, thank you so much for your time and sharing your insights with us.
Thank you so much, Rachel.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Sherman Tan, and she's co-author of the study Impact of Sustainability Reporting on Brand Value, an examination of 100 leading brands in Singapore, here on Primetime on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.